Last week, Seattle became the third city in America to crack down on gay conversion therapy. That's an issue very close to writer Garrett Conley. He grew up in Arkansas, the son of a pastor. When he was 18, his parents found out he was gay and gave him an ultimatum. Go to gay conversion therapy or you are out of the family. So Conley went to a place called Love in Action in Memphis.
We would sit around in a group full of people, and these people could be dealing with pedophilia, bestiality, marriage issues, etc., from ages, you know, teenagers to adults. And we were all placed together, and we would be asked to stand up and deliver an account of an instance of sexual sin, as it was described, or some sort of sexual thought that we'd had. And so I would recount a story with not too much detail, and then I would basically be asked to apply a Bible verse onto my story so that it could help me get over any urges that I had.
Garrett didn't want to be exiled from his family, so he tried to do what he was asked at Love in Action. But then the counselor asked him to do something, and he couldn't make himself do it.
I was asked to do this activity in which I had to envision my father in an empty chair across from me in front of everyone. And the counselor at the time, he said, "I want you to yell at your father and get angry at your father." And my father and I have a complicated relationship. He's a preacher, but I do very much love him and have never really been that angry with him. And so I said to the counselor, "I'm not angry. I don't want to shout at this chair. This feels really stupid." And he challenged me at that moment and said that I was holding back and that I'd never wanted to actually do any of this therapy and that there was something suspicious about me. And I stood up from the chair that I was sitting in and I said, "Well, I don't want to continue this. This is stupid." And they said, "Well, you know, I think that you're filled with sin and blah, blah, blah. You need a lot more therapy." And I just walked out and I asked the receptionist to give me back my phone. And he was like, "No, you don't need your phone back." And I said, "Well, I need to call my mom. This is an emergency." And so he gave me my phone, and I called my mom, and she came to pick me up. And they tried to convince her that I was rebellious and that I needed 3 months or a year, or I needed to drop out of college, and that it was severe, my case of homosexuality. And she finally snapped because she could see how, you know, zealous they were at this point. And she said, "What are your qualifications? I can't believe I haven't asked this before." And one of the counselors said, "Well, I'm a marriage counselor, and I went through Alcoholics Anonymous." And she said, "What is a former alcoholic doing telling my son how to be straight?" And he was like, "Well, I mean, I think that the programs are very similar." And so she, at that point, she was done. And so we were driving away, and we didn't know exactly what to do. And I just became really erratic in the car, and I said, I didn't say anything. I started just sort of breaking down, and my mom turned to me, and she said, "Are you going to commit suicide?" Because she'd heard that a lot of people were suicidal, and I said, "Yes." And I don't know if I actually believed I was going to commit suicide at that point, but I knew that that answer would get me out of there. And so from that point on, you know, it's been a long journey, but I think that was the turning point for her when she realized, like, that it had gotten to such a stage where she could lose her son instead of just have a gay son.
What effect did gay conversion therapy have on you?
Well, it took me about a decade to really talk about it openly. I would tell a few friends with partners. I know that a lot of the reasons I wasn't able to sustain some long-term relationships were that I would sometimes feel a sense of shame that would come back. And, you know, it's hard to explain to a partner why you might be disgusted with them suddenly. Like, you know, nobody wants to hear that. And if you say to someone, "Okay, well, it's because I was in conversion therapy and I feel like touching you would be a disgusting thing and maybe evil," that's not, you know, that's not sexy. And so it's kind of hard to maintain a relationship if someone has no idea what you're talking about or didn't go through something like that, which, you know, most LGBTQ people in our country have had some experience of bigotry. But I think the degree to which I was subjected to some of these thought patterns makes it difficult sometimes to connect to other people.
You know, Gary, to somebody who's far away from this world, like a Seattle secular liberal, it barely sounds real.
I know. This is the thing. Like, pop culture has absorbed the fact that these places exist, but it's always as a joke because it does sound insane whenever I even begin to talk about it. There are these groups, these secret Facebook groups that I belonged to when I started to research my own memoir. And the thing that got me, I used to make light of it as well, but I would read these stories about people who'd committed suicide or people who knew someone who committed suicide or, you know, people who still couldn't touch their partners because they'd been taught that it was evil. And I would think somebody has to tell the real story because it's not, you know, we can make fun of the fact that these things exist, but we also live in a period of time in which 40% of all youth homeless are LGBTQ, which is like epidemic level. So parents are kicking their kids out of their houses. And currently, the GOP platform even has language that supports conversion therapy.
What happened to your religious faith?
Well, I feel like it was taken from me. I had such a close relationship with what I believe to be God and a feeling of sort of universal love at certain points in my life. And there's nothing that can really rival religious experience in terms of like endorphins kicking in. And I feel sort of locked out of that. I can't really go into a church and feel comfortable anymore.
Seattle just became the third city in America to ban gay conversion therapy. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think it's fantastic. You know, there are only 5 states that have banned it. I would like for the entire country to ban conversion therapy. I think I meet with many people who are incredulous at the fact that it's not banned everywhere. I mean, the idea that this could be a credible practice is sort of insane. And so I do, while I celebrate Seattle doing this ban, I think it's so fantastic. I also am incredibly frustrated at the fact that other cities have not done so.
Garrett Connolly's memoir about gay conversion therapy is called Boy Erased. He told me he dedicated his book to his parents.